Jay-Z and Diddy are considered to be the elite in hip-hop. They both became billionaires off hip-hop and created massive empires. Diddy and Jay were seen as untouchable forces in the music industry. No one in their right minds would go after these two. If anyone dared, they would not only be putting their careers at stake, but their lives as well. This still didn't stop one man from taking them both on at the same time. That one man is the lawyer Tony Busby, who is single-handedly taking on the titans of hip-hop. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the lawyer Tony Busby and his legal battles against Jay-Z and P. Diddy. But before you begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know a new exclusive video about Marina Abramovic drops later today. So if you're one of my Patreon members, be on the lookout for that video. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Right now, one man has taken on the responsibility of going after two of the most powerful men in the music industry. That man is no other than the lawyer Tony Busby. Tony Busby is representing several clients who are suing Diddy for a long list of crimes against them. While for the most part, Tony was only going after Diddy. All that changed last Sunday when he officially refiled a lawsuit he had against Diddy to add no other than Jay-Z. This meant that not only was Busby going after billionaire Diddy, but now also the billionaire Jay-Z, two men that most people would think twice before going against. However, Busby has made it clear that he isn't afraid and is willing to get justice for his clients, even if it means putting his life at risk. Now, before we go any further, I want to acknowledge that Busby is a lawyer and that what he is doing is definitely money-driven. I wouldn't call him a hero, but I would say that he's a necessary force. Just like nurses, police officers, and doctors wouldn't be doing the good they do for free, it's the same with Busby. Although he's in it for money, he's still standing up to some very powerful people for a good reason. I don't think most lawyers would take on a case suing Jay-Z. Diddy was a different story because Cassie had already sued him and got a settlement. Cassie clearly had countless amounts of evidence against Diddy, and it's the reason her lawyer took on her case. Cassie's lawyer sued Diddy, and he settled immediately because of the amount of evidence she had. We know that Cassie had plenty of evidence because not only did Diddy settle, but the feds then used Cassie to press criminal charges against Diddy. So at that point, any lawyer would have taken on Diddy's lawsuit from Cassie. However, when it comes to Jay-Z, not only is Jay more powerful than Diddy, but he is known for playing dirty behind the scenes. This is actually the reason Busby publicly sued Jay-Z, because Jay was working behind the scenes to get this lawsuit dismissed before he was even named. Now, before we talk about Busby's fight against Jay-Z and Diddy, let's talk about some of the other high-profile battles Busby has had over the years. Busby began his legal career back in the 2000s when he created his Busby Law Firm. By 2010, he was named the most successful trial lawyer in Texas by the New York Times for his role as one of the lawyers who took on BP after the Deepwater Horizontal oil spill. After this, Busby represented over 21 victims of the NFL player Deshaun Watson. These 21 victims, which were all massage therapists, sued the NFL player for SA. This all started when one massage therapist sued Deshaun on March 16, 2021, after she claimed she was hired to give him a massage at her home. While giving him a massage, she alleged that he pulled out his junk and touched her with it while telling her he wanted to hook up with her. After this, 21 other victims started coming forward, alleging the same type of behavior coming from Deshaun. It appeared that Deshaun was behaving very similar to Diddy. Eventually, a criminal investigation was opened, which was dropped after the prosecutor refused to press charges. Deshaun would end up being reprimanded by the NFL, who fined him $5 million and gave him an 11-game suspension for his disturbing behavior. He was recently sued again in 2024 by a woman who claims he R-worded her. After taking on this case, Tony Busby took on an even bigger case, representing the victims of the 2021 AstroWorld tragedy. Back in 2021, Travis Scott held his annual AstroWorld Festival. While thousands of fans turned up to have a great time and listen to their favorite artists perform, things went completely left after too many tickets were sold and not enough security was hired. This led to a massive crowd crush that was fatal, causing several people to pass away and several others to get injured. I covered all of this when it happened, and I pointed out the strange satanic imagery surrounding this festival that made me believe it was way more than too many tickets sold and lack of security. security. But that's a different tale for a different day. Busby filed a $750 million lawsuit against Travis Scott on behalf of 120 victims that either passed away or were injured due to Travis Scott's Astro Festival. Travis Scott and all the others responsible tried to file an order for dismissal, trying to get the case thrown out, even though Travis was clearly responsible for this tragedy. Eventually, this lawsuit was settled, with the last lawsuit being settled earlier this year. As you can see, Tony isn't new to taking on big, powerful people, but all of these people fail in comparison to P. Diddy and Jay-Z, two of the most powerful men in hip-hop and the music business. So this fight wasn't going to be easy for Tony, but he wasn't going to quit without putting up a fight. Tony Busby started this war representing several victims of Diddy. Before he officially sued Diddy, he let the world know during a press conference that he was planning on filing hundreds of lawsuits against Diddy, even opening up a hotline for other Diddy victims to reach out and potentially file their lawsuits. In the press conference he hosted about Diddy, he stated that Diddy had several victims that were underage when they suffered at the hands of him. He vowed to get justice for his clients and any other potential client who were victimized by Diddy, promising to not only sue Diddy, but to go after Diddy's silent accomplices as well.
Cases, I would say 90% of the cases, these individuals were drugged with some sort of drug. That was kind of the MO. Another instance, this individual who was 9 years old at the time, was taken to a audition in New York City with Bad Boy Records. Other boys were there to audition as well. All of them were trying to land a record deal. All of them were minors. This individual was sexually abused, allegedly by Sean Combs and several other people at the studio, in the promise to both his parents and to him himself of getting a record deal. Another instance, another minor, told allegedly by Sean Combs that he would make him a star, but needed a visit with him in private about it, away from his parents. Once they were in a private area, allegedly Mr. Combs made the victim perform oral sex upon him. Another incident, an individual 15 years old at the time, flown to New York City to attend a party, was drugged and then taken into a private room, allegedly in the presence of Mr. Combs, where this female individual minor was, and then other individuals took turns. Another individual, 26 at the time of the occurrence, was picked up by, allegedly, by Mr. Combs and several other people in a black SUV from the airport, was given one drink in the SUV, and then literally woke up the next day not knowing what had happened, but with pain where she was then. She then went to the hospital.
As you heard for yourself, Busby made it clear that he was coming after Diddy and wasn't stopping at just Diddy. He was going to expose several others who were Diddy's silent accomplices. While months would pass after this conference without any other celebrity being named, behind the scenes, one of those silent accomplices began taking steps to make sure they would never be named. See, not long after Busby announced that he was coming after Diddy and his accomplices, he sent a demand letter to those accomplices asking them to reach out to him in order to settle this lawsuit before it went public. After doing this, one of those silent accomplices started fighting back against Busby, trying to do anything in their power to prevent their names from being brought up in the lawsuit. In November, a month after Tony made it clear he was coming after Diddy's accomplices, one of those accomplices sued Tony Busby, claiming that he was trying to extort them for money. This lawsuit was filed by a male high-profile celebrity who kept their names hidden, suing as a John Doe. The lawsuit requested that Tony and his client's case be thrown out because he believed Tony was just trying to extort him for money for his two different clients. Busby responded to this lawsuit, calling it a frivolous lawsuit that was filed against his firm in an aggressive attempt to silence him and his clients. Busby responded with this statement, "We won't allow the powerful and their high-dollar lawyers to intimidate or silence SA survivors. It has been reported that a lawsuit has been filed against my firm claiming extortion. The lawyers that filed it also immediately called TMZ in an apparent effort to silence those who allege SA. Here's the deal. The case filed against my firm is not only without legal merit, it is laughable. Here is why. On behalf of two clients who allege SA, we sent a standard demand letter to a New York lawyer that we knew represents an alleged perpetrator and potential defendant. The letters were sent seeking a confidential mediation in lieu of filing a lawsuit. No amount of money was included in the demand letters. No threats were made. The demand letters sent are no different than the ones routinely sent by lawyers across the country in all types of cases. It is obvious that the frivolous lawsuits filed against my firm is an aggressive attempt to intimidate or silence me and ultimately my clients. That effort is a gross miscalculation. I am a U.S. Marine. I won't be silenced or intimidated. Neither will my clients. Since our professional efforts at resolution obviously have failed, we will instead disclose the demand letters we sent at the time we filed suit. Abuse of the legal system unfortunately runs rampant. The lawsuit filed against my firm is a prime example of that. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. I have confidence that with full public disclosure, all of this will sort itself out. According to Busby, his demand letter was standard practice done by all lawyers representing a client. The demand letter was an attempt at seeing if the person wanted to settle before things went public. This is done by all lawyers, and this is not out of the ordinary. But what the high-profile celebrity did wasn't considered a normal response to a demand letter. This high-profile celebrity tried to bully Busby by suing him in hopes of getting him in trouble with the courts and silencing him. Like Busby said, this didn't work. Instead, it made him go to war. After Busby responded like this, things only got stranger, as it appears the high-profile celebrity was trying to use any method to silence Busby. This is when Busby alleges that this high-profile celebrity hired a private investigator to investigate Busby in order to find any dirt on him that could be used against him. Tony announced this on social media, posting a picture of the founder of this private investigator agency, claiming that this private investigator was contacting his former employees, asking them if Busby mistreated them while they were working together. Busby wrote this on the caption of this post. This person from a New York private investigation firm is calling former employees of the Busby law firm trying to get information on any negative experience they might have had while in our employ. Why doesn't she just call me? Damn, I have a lot to say. I've never had a situation where I send a basic mediation demand and we've gotten this type of response. Wonder what they're hiding or what they're afraid of being exposed. Why not call her and ask? Here's her website. Tell her I said hello. Once again, we won't be bullied or intimidated, and our clients won't be silenced. Sunlight is the best and most powerful disinfectant there is. Justice limps along, but it gets there eventually. According to Busby, because he sent a demand letter to this high-profile celebrity, John Doe hired private investigators and sicked it on him in order to gather any dirt. While all of this was taking place, the John Doe's identity was still hidden. No one knew who this high-profile celebrity was that was suing Busby and trying to silence him. That was until just last Sunday. All of these shady tactics only made Busby more resilient to these threats, and it all led up to what happened on December 8th. On December 8th, the world finally found out who this high-profile John Doe was trying to silence Busby, and it was no other than Jay-Z. On December 8th, Busby refiled a past lawsuit he had made against Diddy to add Jay-Z as Diddy's accomplice. In the lawsuit, he alleged that both Diddy and Jay-Z R-worded a 13-year-old at a VMA's after party back in the 2000s. Busby had officially taken it there and showed Jay-Z that he wasn't going to be intimidated just like he promised. This forced Jay-Z to come out the shadows and finally respond publicly to the allegations. Jay-Z responded by denying these allegations in this long statement. My lawyer received a blackmail attempt called a demand letter from a lawyer named Tony Busby. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir. It had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So no, I will not give you a red penny. These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whomever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away. Would you not agree? These alleged victims would deserve real justice if that were the case. This lawyer, who one I have done a bit of research on, seems to have a pattern of these types of theatrics. I have no idea how you have come to be such a deplorable human, Mr. Busby, but I promise you, I have seen your kind many times over. I'm more than prepared to deal with your type. You claim to be a Marine. Marines are known for their valor. You have neither honor nor dignity. My only heartbreak is for my family. My wife and I will have to sit our children down. one of whom is at the age where her friends will surely see the press and ask questions about the nature of these claims and explain the cruelty and greed of people. I mourn yet another loss of innocence. Children should not have to endure such at their age. It's unfair to have to try to understand inexplicable degrees of malice meant to destroy families and human spirit. My heart and support goes out to true victims in the world who have to watch how their life story is dressed in costume for profitability by this ambulance chaser in a cheap suit. You have made a terrible error in judgment thinking that all celebrities are the same. I'm not from your world. I'm a young man who made it out the projects of Brooklyn. We don't play these type of games. We have very strict codes and honor. We protect children. You seem to exploit people for personal gain. Only your network of conspiracy theorists, fake physics, will believe the idiotic claims you have levied against me that if not for the seriousness surrounding harm to kids, would be laughable. Look forward to showing you just how different I am. With this response, Jay-Z confirmed he was the John Doe suing Busby trying to silence him. He also filed another order in the courts in hopes of forcing the Jane Doe suing him to reveal her identity, and if not, to dismiss the case entirely. After Jay-Z did this, Busby responded with his own statement. Regarding the Jay-Z case and his efforts to silence my clients, Mr. Carter previously denied being the one who sued me and my firm. He filed this frivolous case under a pseudonym. What he fails to say in his recent statement is my firm sent his lawyer a demand letter on behalf of an alleged victim, and that victim never demanded a penny from him. Instead, she only sought a confidential mediation. Since I sent the letter on her behalf, Mr. Carter has not only sued me, but has tried to bully and harass me and this plaintiff. His conduct has had the opposite impact. She is emboldened. I'm very proud of her resolve. As far as the allegations in the complaint filed, we will let the filing speak for itself and will litigate the facts in court, not in the media. Busby claimed in this statement that Jay-Z was allegedly only suing him in hopes of silencing him and the victim he was representing. But he stated that it only had the opposite effect, as the victim only became braver and asked Busby to name Jay-Z in the lawsuit. Busby then told the public that Jay-Z was allegedly actively trying to bully and silence him through several aggressive tactics. Posting this statement on his Instagram. Recognize this guy? This is a picture of the Weapons Platoon Commander Alpha Company 1st Battalion, 4th Marines from our old Western Pacific cruise book. Despite a coordinated and aggressive effort that has included harassing my kids, contacting my clients and former clients to encourage them to sue me, contacting my colleagues or former employees, asking if I abused them, showing up on my current employees' homes to harass them, filing frivolous cases against me and my law firm, defaming me with outrageous assertions to anyone who would listen, and having mysterious people follow me and my family, I'm still that guy. I won't be bullied or intimidated. People will see through these efforts to discredit me and my clients, and the truth will be revealed. I also won't allow anyone to scare my clients into silence. Sunlight is the best disinfectant, and I am quite certain the sun is coming. Busby went on further exposing Jay-Z's shady tactics when he posted a photo of the private investigator Jay-Z allegedly hired and sent to his former clients. Busby posted this photo of the two private investigators, calling him out for harassing his former clients and trying to get dirt on him. He stated this on the caption of this post. Investigators from New York have contacted many of our law firm's current and former clients. These investigators aren't very smart. What they didn't anticipate was one of the clients decided to record the conversation. It's shocking and illegal. Here's a portion taken directly from the transcript of the contact. Investigator, in a couple of days or maybe by next week, anyone Googling Busby and his company, his practices are going into litigation. What we're trying to do, we're trying to put this thing together for the company that we're working for. We could get you paid. You can get money right now, you know? We gave this kid $1,000 to start yesterday just to get him on the right path. At the end of the day, this is going to go through the courts. Busby is getting sued. These guys are on tape offering to pay my firm's clients to sue our law firm. That's a crime. According to Busby, these private investigators who he had exposed earlier were allegedly working for Jay-Z to dig up evidence to use against him in the lawsuit, offering to pay his former clients to come and expose him. What's interesting is that the people noticed something off about these private investigators. One of them seemed to be the same private investigator who was running around going to influencers' homes, trying to pay them to stop talking negatively about Diddy. This private investigator was called out by two separate YouTubers and influencers who were visited by them.
So you guys are private investigators who have come to my private home asking about influencers? This is very uncomfortable, you guys.
I don't know why. I'll explain.
No, you're at my home.
Okay, so you don't want to talk to us then?
Have I broken some law?
Absolutely not.
And you have the thin blue... This is frightening. I think... Can you guys step away from my home?
Well, we're in a public street, so the answer is no. But I'm not... Listen, I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
Why are you here? What do you mean? You're showing up at my house.
We're very nice and respectful, and we will be. I just have two quick questions for you, and if you want to be interested in it, great. If not, I'll have a nice day. We're not...
What is this? This is odd.
So...
You have to admit this is very weird.
It always is, and people always ask us the same questions. I'm happy to explain it to you.
What?
Very simply, we're just hired to speak to a few people that do, have a lot of followers and stuff like that on different platforms.
What, is this about the Diddy stuff I report on?
Somewhat, yes. Wow. Not necessarily Diddy stuff, but, people are involved in just stuff like that. So basically, a very simple question is are you paid to influence that stories like that in any direction?
No, not at all.
That's all we wanted to know, because if the company is, they're looking into the people who are...
Are you guys going to pay me for this visit? Like, this is frightening. So, I'm super... You have to admit, if I came to your house, and, I thought this was a joke. I thought I have a friend coming over business right now, hey.
That's one of the reasons why we're here, and that's the question that we're asking. If someone contacts you, say, in the last 6 months and is paying you to influence... In a certain way.
No.
Either one way.
Is it illegal if somebody would have?
So the answer is no.
Okay. I wish somebody would have. I'd love to be making real money off this.
Let me talk for 2 seconds. I'll explain to me. Try to make it feel better.
I mean, this is terrifying.
Very simply, if somebody was paying you.
Right.
The company we work for are just asking that question.
Right.
If somebody was... They would just be willing to possibly offer you money to know who and see what's going on.
While people originally thought these investigators were working for Diddy, it now turns out that they might have been working for Jay-Z the entire time, as Busby basically confirmed that. It's clear that Jay-Z is trying to have all this go away and not face any consequences. While he tried to stop the lawsuit from coming out and failed, he is now trying to end Tony Busby's career. This puts Tony in a very dangerous position, but like Busby made clear, he is not stepping down as it turned personal. One thing I found out while investigating this story is that the current Jane Doe lawsuit isn't the only person who's planning on suing Jay-Z, as allegedly, there are other victims ready to name Jay as well. This was actually reported by DJ Academics, who claims there are several victims coming for Jay-Z just like Diddy.
I think this is why Jay-Z... So from what I heard, there's been four or five chicks claiming Jay-Z did whatever. They're like, yo, pay us money, right? And I do think if it was one that maybe he was like, you know what? I don't want her to come out and start doing interviews. Let me just pay this one girl off. Maybe he would. He was like, yo, I'm not admitting to nothing. I'm just going to pay you off because you feel hurt. But there's a lot of them. And what happens is when you're Jay-Z status, four or five bring 40 to 50 more. You got a hotline for Diddy. Imagine the Jigga hotline. It ain't going to be 1-900-HUSTLE. It's going to be 1-900-PAYDAY.
As you heard for yourself, Ak claims that there's several victims going after Jay-Z. I believe Academics because Busby basically admitted this when he said he sent a demand letter on behalf of two different clients. This means another lawsuit is coming with a whole nother set of allegations. This could quickly turn into another Diddy situation with the floodgates opening up. In my opinion, I believe Jay-Z might be guilty, and we can tell by his actions. Not only does he have a history of alleged relationships of underage people, but Jay-Z didn't just deny the allegations like Diddy and others did. Jay-Z literally tried to stop the allegations from coming out and is trying to bully the lawyer to stop him from investigating him. This makes him look guiltier than Diddy ever did. Some people think the Jane Doe is lying and making stories up. People keep saying that anyone can file a lawsuit. The only thing is, that's not true at all. First of all, the lawsuit has to have enough evidence and be provable for any lawyer to even want to pick it up. If anyone can file a lawsuit without any proof, there would be millions of lawsuits made against people like Diddy and Jay-Z. There isn't, because it's not that easy. You have to have enough evidence to convince a lawyer to want to pick up your case. There's also a risk for filing frivolous lawsuits for the lawyer and the one filing the lawsuit. Also, think about it. If it was a frivolous lawsuit, Jay-Z would have just responded by saying it's a frivolous lawsuit and took it to court. But him trying to prevent this case from ever making it to court speaks for itself. And I believe he's doing this because he knows he's hiding something. In my opinion, Jay-Z's actions clearly prove that he might be guilty. Right now, though, we're witnessing a battle between a brave lawyer and his clients versus the elite of the music industry. I'm here to see how this all goes down. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.